the residents come to the hospital in May and June.
Oh, you won't have them by then?
Done by then for them, yeah. So, and then the other five I'll finish for the following year, so. Yeah, should work out.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike's in the back then, too.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was concerned I was going to be late.
Are you back there napping, or?
No, Mike will come in the day of the meeting sometimes and look at the information all spread out.
Yeah.
That way, if he has any questions about why we actually here.
Right.
Because this one, he's like, didn't we just have one very similar to this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And then he missed the part where Rotunda withdrew, so.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I drove by and noticed the town was down, so, yeah. We just don't want.
Yeah, I was in last week, and Dave told me, he said Rotunda withdrew, and I had seen their, they already pulled the tent out in front of the building. And that was probably gonna be a no-go, because I mean, there's no reason for that, legitimate reason for it, so.
Right, right. Yeah, so I thought that made maybe tonight a little easier then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I have one down.
From last I heard, she's is.
So I guess you guys, the building you're in is almost full now, isn't it?
No longer being represented.
No, there's nobody on the second floor.
Oh, really?
Most of the first floor. Just asking some insurance company.
The sign up front looks like it's almost getting full now, so I thought that.
Oh, I haven't looked at the sign. I park in the back, so I don't know what the new sign says, but yeah, maybe they have leased it out, but hello. People aren't there.
Good to see you.
Good move today.
It's Christopher.
No idea. Christopher's attention. Gosh, I guess they had it last night or tomorrow.
Yeah, there was some big meeting last night, right?
It must have been.
It was a meeting last night, some.
Was it for the West Project again, or? I don't know if it's the West Project or not. I got my approval out of conviction, and I just feel confused. Oh, so.
I was driving through there last night, and there was a.
What happened is the fire chief, you know, unknown, you know, his son. Well, his son coached like ninth grade basketball. Anyway, Coach Leonard, Chief Leonard, I always like to have Mondays are practice nights for the fire crew. Okay. So when you're going to tear our house down, which we're doing next week, he wants to use them for practice. Like,
yeah,
go cut
the tear them
all apart and stuff like that. So they did it last night, they're going to do it again next Monday. They were tearing the house down. Yeah, they have fire trucks everywhere.
Are they setting up fire and stuff?
No, they put smoke bombs in. They never light them up. They never light them up. So, I think this is the third or fourth one that I've had to practice in. It's nice practice for the new the firefighters.
Yeah. Get some of the stench out. Dogs with it.
Oh boy, that's not good.
Do you have dogs? Do you have animals?
Cats. Two cats.
Are they pretty good? Do they do what they're supposed to do where they're supposed to?
Well, they're very good in their litter box, but they do get into trouble quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got.
I don't mind putting on the record. Yeah. Murphy are just adorable, but troublesome. Yeah.
Troublesome.
I have two dogs. One's older, and he's starting to.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. When Scooby was older, she had trouble at the end with her litter box.
Yeah.
Not intentional.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because she just usually had like arthritis and stuff.
Yeah. We had that. We had a couple cats and had the same issue. It's sad when they get to that age.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to. I feel terrible putting an animal down. around because, right. you know?
Yeah.
But after a while, it's just...
You almost have to.
It's getting too much.
It goes back to the idea of how we are more humane to pets than we are to humans sometimes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's still hard, though.
I know. It's, oh, yeah. Well, it'd be harder than any living being, but I mean, it's, yeah. it's difficult. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I was doing that, I'd want somebody to put me down.
I would, too.
Yep. Hey, hello, how are you? Look at tan. Those tans, you guys. I thought I was tan.
You are
Jeez.
Tan. Darker than us.
No, you guys look like you have some more recent sun. Maybe that's it. More recent.
Did you catch that?
Hey, did we hear from anybody about not making the meeting?
I believe just Lindsay, when we originally picked this date, I think she's school board.
Oh, right, okay.
She had a prior prayer. Okay. Prior committee.
Okay. If you look at the thing, it's like a background. That's not what the there it is.
That's sure, huh?
The sign is the sign is on the back.
And then I just saw Steve pull in, so.
Oh, great, great. Good eye, good eye.
We'll teach them.
Oh! This was our backup because we have that Volkswagen.
That's
top.
The one I like to be.
Because I didn't drive that.
Well, I just saw a van. You have a van.
Yeah, white.
I saw a van.
Yeah, that was our backup. Our other one's 21 years old, so it's like, ooh, is that gonna last?
No.
It's vintage, just like
Hello. How you guys doing? Hey,
Sandy.
Hey. Hey, Megan.
And Lindsay's not going to be here.
Lindsay's not going to be? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
All right.
It's not really like a bad...
Make sure I have the Wi-Fi here. Yes, I'm a guest.
You're very thorough.
Business.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll get started. The September 20th, 2022 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. The meeting's being recorded for those purposes. David, have we started the recording?
Thank yes, you. The recording has been started.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call. Mike Angelo?
Here.
Tom D. Donatis?
Here.
Sandy Ballard?
Here.
Me, Steve Seidel, I'm here. And Lindsay Drew is absent. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the July 20th, 2022 meeting with the... correction or additional note that Mike and I abstained from the vote because we were not at the June meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. Okay, there's no other old business. Tonight we have a new business. We have a hearing in the case of McQuaid Lasco Incorporated, case number 2022-10. Who is here representing? If you both come to the podium, please, we need to swear, have the court reporter swear you in. Are you the only one who's going to be testifying? Is she going to be testifying? Okay. All right. If you change your mind, we'll need to swear her in. So if you could, the court reporter could swear you in, please.
I do.
Could you spell your last name for the record?
C-A-H
I-L-L. Philip, one L.
Okay, you can...
I'm not sure how this works, so you...
You can proceed. Well, so, I mean, we have your application, so you can assume that we've all seen your application, but you need to just kind of summarize and kind of go through what you're asking for and, you know, how you meet the conditions for a variance.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you all for your time today. As you can see, or might be aware, that McQuaid Blasco has moved from our location on Cocoa Avenue over to the Hershey West End about 3 months ago at this point in time. And when we moved, one of the things that we had put in our lease that we would be able to replace some of the signage on the building. And then when we contacted the township to make sure that our sign was in accordance with what could be done, we discovered that there had been a variance passed several years ago for UGRO to be able to put their sign at the current location, as you see here on the screen as it's presented. That UGRO sign that's up there in the building today was approved by variance, but that variance, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but does not allow grandfathering, if that's the right way to say it. It's a one-time variance, and then anybody else that would like to put a sign up there would have to come and present. So we're here to request a variance to allow us to be able to put the sign in the same place on the building as where the UGRO sign is. The reason why that sign cannot go there, I'm not an attorney, so hopefully I say this correctly, is the sign cannot be above the, has to start below the top of the windows. So if you look at that building, it appears that there are windows on the third floor. They are real windows that look down into the second floor of the building, but they're considered architectural. They're not considered regular windows, if that makes any sense. So according to the ordinance as it's written, that sign could not be placed in the top part of the building. So we're requesting that we be allowed to place the sign up there. It is only, there are two sides to this building. There's a matching sign on the back today that says UGRO. That sign will stay UGRO. We only have the permission to change the sign on the one side of the building because UGRO still inhabits half of that building, if that makes any sense. So the actual variance request, as it's written in front of you today, is pretty much similar to the request that was presented the first time around by UGRO when they presented this. And the argument, I guess is the right word to put it in there, is there has to be a buffer between the where the road is and where the building is. And because of that buffer and aesthetic reasons, I guess, that makes sense that the sign be placed there as it's written there. I think that pretty much sums up the question or the... and then one more thing just to note David and I chatted very briefly. Our request to you today is just for the location of the sign. Something else that we can amend whichever way the board would like. If you look at the actual sign itself, there. So if you look at the McQuaid Blasco, it's 26 inches, and the attorney's law is 29 inches. The limit on the height of a sign is 36 inches. However, this sign has a background. David had the correct term for that. Correct me.
Signs with defined backgrounds, we measure sign area as the whole of the defined background.
So we are not requesting a variance on that defined background. So if the determination of the township is that our background, even though that background is supposed to match the building exactly, if that background plate that the sign is on can only be 36 inches high, that will only be 36 inches high. We'll comply with whatever guideline that is. But if it's okay that we have something there that matches the aesthetic, then we would leave it the way it is. And that would really, whatever, if that makes sense, whatever you feel more appropriate in that regard.
Yes, okay, so your intent is to comply with all the other requirements, height, width, et cetera, square footage, et cetera, and is that the case, David, if they were to make this 36 inches high?
Yes, if the background would be 36 inches tall, it would comply with the rest of the ordinance.
Yes, so we could adjust that and represent that if that makes any sense, if that's the right way to say that. That piece of it, we're not asking for a variance on that.
Yeah, that would be covered through the a permitting process.
Right. And we do have approvals. I think that letter was included in your packet as well, from the Hershey Trust, because the trust owns the land, to make sure that was in compliance with the trust specific guidelines. They have some special guidelines for the Hershey West End, so this sign would meet those guidelines, as well as the building owner. Everything was covered with him, make sure that he was.
Well, did I hear you say it's going to be the exact same, the background or whatever you want to call it, is going to be the exact same color as the current facade or whatever it is?
Yeah, if you can zoom in on that, the sign company, it's Horst Signs, their intent is to make that background, from a texture and a color standpoint, as close as they can to the building. But, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where I think that, depending on how that's determined, we'll make sure that either that background's 36 inches high, or it's gonna try to match it either way.
Yeah. Well, I was actually giving you the benefit of the doubt if it was going to be, and maybe getting a clarification on if it's going to be the exact same color. Is that truly a defined background, or is that more something that just blends in and it's more of like a supportive type of a structure to adhere to the lettering, versus when I think of defined background, I think of something that's definitive, that is conceived and is clearly an outline.
Yeah, and Horst Signs' thought was to make it not a defined background, but it's one of those things where it's, I don't know, maybe legally there's a definition, but it's kind of subjective as what might be defined to one person. Looking at that, you might call that defined. The material that's on that top part of the building there is some sort of special fire retardant. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but the sign obviously will be metal. So even though it will be painted the same color and they're gonna try to texture it, so.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the board? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Okay, seeing none, hearing none. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and then you have 30 days to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Okay, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so David, do I understand that our second case has been withdrawn?
Yes, I received an email requesting to withdraw David Rotunda's case last Wednesday. The case was appealing the zoning violation he got for the tent. Since that time, the tent has been taken down as well, so there's no longer a violation to appeal either.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other business? Okay. Hearing none, then, do I have a motion to adjourn to executive session to deliberate?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.
We go in the other room or stay here?
Whatever
you prefer.
Either way. I'll give them a minute to clear out. And
yes.
So they withdrew it?
Yes, because he took the tent down.
Well, I thought it was temporary.
Do you guys mind going out there, though? Because we're going to... Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're good. I just want to...